Holy words long preserved for our walk in this world. They resound with God's own art. Oh, let the ancient words impart words of life, words of hope. Give us strength, help us go in this world where'er we roam. Ancient words will guide us home. Ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart.
On Tuesday, we began a lesson entitled The War Within. In it, we began an examination of Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. Our focus is on the phrase, walk by the Spirit. We are trying to answer three questions: what, why, and how. The first question we addressed in our previous lesson: what does it mean to walk by the Spirit? We discovered it means that we have no power of our own, and to move spiritually, we need to stay attached to the power of the Holy Spirit. Today, we will answer the last two questions. So please stay with me for a few moments today as we finish our discussion of the war within.
Oh, let the ancient words impart. Ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart.
Again, as we mentioned on Tuesday, there is a constant battle going on in our hearts. We have called it the war within. It is a battle between our fleshly side and our spiritual side. The way Paul suggests that we overcome our fleshly side is to walk by the Spirit. Not by our own spirit, but by the Spirit of God. Tuesday, we detailed what that means. Today, we continue our study with why that is important and finish it by examining how we can accomplish it. Let's begin by re-examining Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desires of the flesh. For the flesh sets its desire against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these are in opposition to one another, so that you may not do the things that you please. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. So why is it crucial to walk by the Spirit? Again, our context gives us two reasons. The first in verse 16 and the second in verse 18. The incentive for walking by the Spirit is that when you do this, you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. Please understand that when God's word speaks of the flesh, it doesn't simply mean our physical bodies. There is nothing sinful about a body in and of itself. It is what we do with it that causes us to sin. James chapter 1, verses 14 and 15 say, "But each one of you is tempted when he is carried away and enticed by his own lust. Then when lust has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is accomplished, it brings forth death. Our bodies are not sinful just because they are earthly. If that were the case, then Jesus' body would have been sinful as well. However, we know that he did not sin with the body." James tells us that it is our own lust that causes us to be led away and sin with our body. Galatians reminds us that if we walk by the Spirit, then we will not gratify those desires. This separation is clearly noted in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 24, as well as Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20. Notice in Galatians 5:24, "Now those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires." So here, the flesh has been crucified, so we assume crucifixion means that they are dead. Now let's look at Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20. We're told, "I have been crucified with Christ." Again, here is a crucifixion that has taken place, so we assume the flesh and its works are dead. He continues, "And it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh," meaning here, we find out that the fleshly body is still alive. However, the fleshly body is no longer living by its own desires. So let's continue. "The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me." It is no wonder then that Paul tells the Galatians to walk by the Spirit, because if we are, then we have crucified the desires of the flesh and will no longer live by them. That is because the Spirit conquers the flesh. Paul understands that those fleshly desires will stay with us, but if we are truly walking by the Spirit, those fleshly desires will be overcome, not that they will not be present at all. The second part is in verse 18. "If you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law." This does not mean that you are not required to fulfill God's law. You most certainly are. In fact, verses 13 and 14 of the same context tell us that we will fulfill God's law with the phrase, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." So not being under the law does not mean that we do not have to act according to the law. Rather, it means that we are being pulled by the power of the Spirit along that track and have no control of our own to stop and to fulfill the fleshly desires along the way. Finally, how do we walk by the Spirit? We are often told things like, "Let the Spirit lead you," or "Allow the Spirit to control your life." But how do we do that? Well, Paul tells the Galatians in chapter 3 and verse 5, "So then, does he who provides you with the Spirit and works miracles among you do it by works of the law or by hearing with faith?" The Spirit does his mighty work in us and through us by the hearing of faith. Notice, not just hearing, but the hearing of faith. The hearing of faith is a different kind of hearing because it is one that leads us to action, a clear action that is according to the good works of the Spirit and not the evil works of the flesh. We should be surrounding ourselves with not only God's word to lead us in our action, but also surrounding ourselves with other Christians who are doing their best to walk by the Spirit as well. The more of us who are walking together, the better. So until next time, I encourage you to walk by the Spirit and win the war within. Mercy, King.